This is Tarnisha with the fraud department. Thank you for holding. Allow me one moment as I get your account pulled up. All right, let me get you to verify that first and last name for me, please.
Brian Baldwin.
Thank you for that. I'm waiting for everything to load up here, and I'll be able to assist you, okay?
Yeah, there's charge on my card, it didn't make.
All right, and you calling in about the charge regarding the 6889 back on November the 25th, correct?
Both of them. I've never used the card.
Okay.
So I think there's one for $6 or $7 on there too, tonight.
All right, both so you didn't. Okay, so you didn't place the original order back on the 19th either, correct?
No.
All right, let's just get some information on the account verified. That will help us also determine whether or not the account is fraud. Can I get you to verify an email address for me, please?
Brian Baldwin 741@gmail.com.
All right, that's what we have here as well. And can I get you to verify that shipping address for me, please?
101 Early Times Boulevard, Apartment 1, Bardstown, Kentucky.
All right, and that's what we have. All right, that's what we have as well. And it looks like the number you call in on also matches the number on the account. Could it be a possibility that this might have been something accidentally done?
I mean, I guess it's a possibility, but I never got anything for it. Like I said, I never used the card. Brand new.
Okay. Excuse me. All right, so it looks like at the time you wouldn't have actually received anything. It looks like it was a drawing or a chance to win cookware. So it looks like the only thing that you should have received was a gift code voucher at that time in your email. Do you recall receiving anything like that?
Yeah, man, I don't mess stuff like
that. All right.
Yeah, I feel very clean.
All right, so we've already gotten the account canceled for you. That pretty much put a stop to anything else from coming out of the account. Now, due to the fact that the information does match, we usually will do a partial credit for you. But just to explain how our fraud process does work, we do send a copy of this call along with the account over to your local police department, and they will basically open up their investigation to track down whomever might have used the card, okay?
Yeah.
Is that something that you agree with on today?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, so give me one moment. And let's get this account officially taken care of, all right? All right, so that account is officially canceled as of today. We went ahead and granted you a full refund. That will be an amount of $68.89, and as well as the $6.95, allow them both 2 to 3 business days to show back up into your account, okay?
Okay.
I also have a cancellation number for you as well if you did not receive one from the previous one.
Okay.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 681-028-625.
Yeah, He is in Charlie, 681-02865.
2625.
All right, what is 46? Is that 8 or 5?
8625.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
That's what I got. Cool.
All righty. Is there anything else I could do for you on tonight?
That'd be it, man.
All righty, then. You do have a wonderful night, sir, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.